Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. This show is brought to you by our patrons at patreon.com/ElderScrollsLoreCast.
Robots Radio presents...
Welcome to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, a place where the Elder Scrolls community can come together to discuss the boundaries of our knowledge about the universe of the Elder Scrolls. It's time, friends. It is the end of the month, and that means it is time for our patron episode of the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. I am back, your host, Tom, or Robots, and we were doing our little pre-show chat, and I was like, you know, we just got to start the show, so I hit the button. So sorry if I jumped on top of anybody there during our little pre-show chat, but I'm back as usual with my co-host, Lotus of Doom. How's it going, buddy?
Things are well. I had a very long day at work, so I'm kind of glad to be able to sit now. I actually got out of the shower from when I started work at 8 this morning. When did I get on the call? Like,
I don't know.
17 minutes ago?
Yeah.
That's about when I was able to sit down.
When you got back into work
out of work and not like a diseased monster. So,
Well, speaking of diseased monsters, we might be discussing some of those kinds of things today because we are talking about non-playable races in the Elder Scrolls games. Epic, with some of our patrons. We have this week with us, we don't ever seem to get everybody. You guys are amazing. You help support the show, but so many times you're just like, yeah, it's all right. I don't necessarily have to show up for the episode, but we do have two of our patrons this week. We have Dragar showing up for the first time. Welcome, Dragar. How's it going?
It's going good. Thanks for having me, Tom. I'm really excited to be here. I'm a longtime fan and I've been looking forward to this all day.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you decided to join us this month. This is fun. Yeah. I always love getting to chat with new people that are joining the Patreon and learning your perspectives on the games and those kinds of things. So, you know, very excited to hear your thoughts on this. And then a blast from the past, my good buddy Lincoln, one of our guild leaders from the PC guild, is getting to join us because Pyman couldn't make it. So Pyman was nice enough to gift Lincoln with his slot for the night. So Lincoln, welcome back.
Hey, it's been a minute. If the people that only listen to the podcast and don't ever go on the Discord or anything probably might think I'm dead. I don't know.
He just died. He's gone.
I haven't been around for months. So
You ran into a frost troll. You didn't have any fire weapons. And then you just, nature happens, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome back, buddy. You've got your Elder Scrolls Lorecast Guild shirt on as well. Look at that.
Yeah, that beauty. Branding.
That's a nice one. Branding. Yes. Yeah, I'm wearing the Silver Shroud shirt from the Fallout games, but I'm totally not on brand tonight. So sorry. Welcome, guys. It's good to have you here. So tonight's topic is non-player character races and which ones are the absolute worst. Like who's, and we can interpret this a few different ways because I've been thinking about this. It could be like, which one is your least favorite? Like if ever you had to pick one of these to play as, you would least want to play as them. Like if they became a playable race, or Which is the worst, as in, oh my god, they are the worst things in Tamriel or out of Tamriel, wherever they actually are. Oh my god, they are the absolute worst. They're terrible. They're evil creatures. Or you could interpret it as like, which ones do you not like dealing with the most, like in game? Like which of these races? And we're talking like intelligent races. We're not just talking monsters. We're talking intelligent races. So there's a few different ways we can slice the pie. Does anybody have any thoughts on this and would like to go ahead and start first? We've got a bunch that we can discuss, but I want to hear what you guys think are the worst ones. Lincoln, Dragar, who would like to go first?
I don't know. I mean, I'm currently just looking up some of the races, and like there's races that you've never heard of, you know, that are in the Elder Scrolls universe. Apparently there's some called the Ratmen.
Yeah.
Like just the Ratmen. I'm like, okay, that's a thing.
Yeah. But we're using the UESP as we normally do, who, by the way, the UESP podcast is now part of the Robots Radio Network. If you haven't been paying attention to any of the news on that, so go check them out. They're awesome. We use the UESP.net on pretty much every episode because they do such a good job consolidating the info and having the documents that we need to look up and those kinds of things. They have a list here, and it's divided up by mannish races, murish races, beast folk, races from Akaviri, and then the Et Ada, which is even things like Aedra and Daedra and other, you know, Elnofey dragons, those kinds of things. And then just other. And this list is so, what's the word for being complete? It's so complete. There's another word for that that's better than that. Extensive.
Overexerting themselves.
I don't know. It's so
extensive is good.
Yeah, it's so extensive that there are races
overcompensating?
Like. It's not overcompensating. It's driving a Ferrari when it really only needs to be riding on a Volvo. But there are races in here that I'm sure are like races that show up like in one of these side games, you know, like or some sort of race that you fight in Redguard or something, you know, or Battlespire.
But actually, surprisingly, some of them they shockingly seem to eliminate some of the races in some of them, or you're much more restricted. Like orcs were not playable for quite a while, so the Orsimer became a playable race, whereas originally they were just a generic enemy that runs at you brainlessly and doesn't have a fleshed out like tribal structure or anything like that. It's just like, oh yeah, this is bad because orcs in fantasy are bad. It's like, and then they kind of progressed into like, oh, this is actually a full fleshed out like civilization that just has a different way of doing things.
Yeah. Yeah. So do any of these stand out? I mean, we could just kind of go through the list and just kind of pick them piece by piece.
We're really not going to just jump on the one that's just blatantly the worst.
Which, okay, so Lotus.
The Slowed.
Slowed, yes. Okay, so when I think worse, I think
the Slowed are cool.
But terrible.
They're a cool addition.
Let's define horrible. Some terms here. Okay, so are they cool in a, like, they're a cool inclusion to the stories in the games because they're interesting and unique and different and have some different motivations, and like, are they cool in that way, or are they cool as in like they're good guys, there's nothing wrong with them?
I enjoy that they make their children into soap. Yeah. Like,
I mean, yeah. coming from a guy whose favorite Daedric Prince is Molag Bal.
All right, so you do like
the Slowed are a cool race.
No, oh my god!
Love the inclusion of like so many of these things. The world wouldn't be the same without, you know, with just removing some of these. So I think the Slowed are like a really cool and, at least as far as I know, pretty unique creature.
Yes. So from that standpoint, they're unique and interesting. So they're cool
but
in
it's
that
just
way.
Like, holy crap! They are so moral. They're not even morally ambiguous. They're just like, wow. These are just like morals.
No, they don't even have more.
Exactly,
right? Dragar's right. They are the chaotic evil of the Elder Scrolls universe. Yeah.
It's whatever benefits them directly.
Yeah, exactly. They cannot experience emotions like you and I understand them as. They mm-hmm. their language takes like a long time to speak.
Yep.
Like it takes them to us, what would be a really long time, but to them, you know, because from what I understand, they live long lives compared to, you know, the human races, right?
Yeah, everything is very calculated and meticulous. The only thing is, again, we had made reference to Redguard before the show. I'm going to bring it right to Redguard. That's where we're going with this. Except for Nagasta, who is the first Slowed in the series you ever meet. He's a little pint of peanuts for some reason, because the Slowed in Elder Scrolls Online that you battle in the Somerset expansion are enormous.
They're like, but those they're are like Slowed. The blob in the X-Men comics.
Yes. Yeah. But those are sea Slowed. Nagasta, I don't know if he's some other type of Slowed, but basically he kind of looks like a slug with a priest robe on and a little hat. And that's just Nagasta, or a leech, maybe. And his voice actor is not slow, and he is ridiculous. So he's kind of an exception to the rule. But yeah, the Slowed are, oh man, they great addition to the series, but oh my lord, the Slowed are horrific.
Dragar, how do you feel about the Slowed?
I'm not quite caught. I'm a little behind on the lore cast, and that's what I've been catching up on, because I was looking forward to today. So actually, I didn't know anything about the Slowed until about 2 hours ago. And I think it is crazy that they kill their offspring to turn them into soap for their rituals.
Yeah.
Only other thing I knew about them was the what's it called? The Thracian Plague?
Thracian Plague?
Thracian. Wiped out. Again, another Tamriel.
Exactly. That's another hardcore way of like, man, there no prisoners, just like, we want this. You know what? We're just going to infect our own and launch them out of catapults into the walls of our enemies. When they explode, it will just like disease everybody. It's like,
oh man,
it's like that is hardcore.
It's like they do that during the being plague? Launched out of the French castle in.
Yes.
In the Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Well, no, I'm saying like didn't like real like I don't know if it was the Romans, but like around that time they put like bubonic plague victims as like into like castles. I might be completely misremembering.
I'm not sure about that, but I know that Genghis Khan did that.
Yeah,
that might be
that's what I was thinking. I was like, think the Mongols might have done that, which was super screwed up.
Yeah, they're always the exception. But
So when your solution to the problem is genocide, I think that means that you're pretty evil. I think that's just kind of like a, you know, that's an automatic like, yep.
They're a great enemy, though.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and they're I don't know, for being so meticulous and calculated, they're also they look so like. I don't know, lazy and like overweight and like gargantuan and like droopy faces and you know, like, well, which is,
I mean, they slide around in like the half sunken area of Thras, so it's like they probably don't move as well here, and then whatever, we don't need to get into Slowed anatomy, but like it's if you look up Slowed, it's definitely like pretty gross.
Just picture like Garbodor from Pokemon.
Garbage,
which is like
fleshy.
It's the garbage.
That's the trash Pokemon.
There's a trash Pokemon in
Gen 5.
Garbodor. Yeah, here he is. I'm looking at him. Yep, he's a Slowed.
There you go. Perfect.
Confirmed. Slowed in Pokemon.
There you go. Okay, Muk. How about that? Muk, but like add trash on him, you know, instead of just being like slime. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's actually pretty spot on.
All right, so we should probably keep a tally here. We've got Slowed. Who else? Let's come up with like a versus this. So Slowed, is there anybody else that you guys think could potentially be worse than the Slowed?
Okay, I mean worse in terms of, so I have a thing here. It's technically a playable race, but also technically not. The Alfheek. A subset of Khajiits.
Yeah. So technically, they aren't. I mean, Khajiit are playable, but the Alfheek version of Khajiit are not.
Right. Yeah. That fur stock specifically.
So, I mean, obviously, historically, they've been used as like spies because, you know, they basically resemble house cats to a degree. Because, you know, just regular old house cats exist in the world of Tamriel. So, you know, And of course, they can speak, the Alfi can speak, you know, Elvish or whatever, but...
And they're natural magic users.
They're natural magic. It's so, like, if this is a big if I was doing, like, nefarious things, like, I don't know, maybe thieving or killing in the Dark Brotherhood, you know, I could never know if one of those cats was an Alfiq and they could rat me out, you know.
So. They need to do a Dark Brotherhood story with an Alfiq as, like, one of the key members of the Dark Brotherhood. I know there's some storylines in ESO that use Alfiq, especially in Elsewhere, but, like,
yeah,
I'm still hoping. Oh, we threw it out to him, Lotus. We threw it out to Rich. We're like, Rich, you guys can do any more Dark Brotherhood? And he said, well, yeah, I'm not going to say things can't ever happen. But
Rich doesn't like to give definitive no's. We're not going to deal with that. Right. Generally, unless it's like something like, no, we're not going to tell you what the Dwemer.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's the only time he's ever like, no.
Yeah. That's straight up from Todd Howard. Todd Howard's like, nope, you guys are not going to do anything with the Dwemer. That is going to stay secret. And he's like, all right. But yeah.
That would ruin the whole thing.
Like, what if there was an entire Dark Brotherhood guild in Elsewhere full of Alfiq? Just a bunch of Alfiq.
Non-threatening murderers that have ever existed.
They get sent out and nobody's ever discovered them because they just think they're house cats.
Mm-hmm.
Or the worst, have you ever gotten like crushed to death by like 400 cats?
I mean, that'd be a pretty festive way to go.
Like
though.
In my own life, in my own new body.
No. Yes, Tom. Have you ever died by getting squashed by 500 cats?
Have you ever been cat crushed? That's the question.
Now, well, do you mean like my character in the game?
Sure.
Have you been crushed by 400 cats? I can't think of a way that happens.
It'd be such a soft and cuddly way to go, though. That's true.
Unless the claws all come out, and then
you don't want to like pile up or anything like that. Or
all right, so Alfiq, although Alfiq by their nature are not necessarily evil, they have the potential to be very sneaky because they have the potential to be slowed.
I have yet to meet a Slowed who does not only care about themselves.
Right. But, okay. So, like, let's pull some others in here. Creatures that are generally considered evil. Many of the goblin kin, right? Goblins, gremlins, ogres, reeklings.
Yeah.
Those tend to be considered evil. Daedra. Dremora. They tend to be considered evil, although they aren't necessarily. They're just very different.
That's the big thing is they have a lot of stuff that's very different, which kind of, I mean, it definitely seems pretty ruthless, but at the same time, when that's kind of what you're brought up into, there's some things that are understandable, but I mean, it's a pretty harsh culture, but you could say that about races that we wouldn't, you know, even that we could play. But in the books that they go into a lot more of like... Mm-hmm. What life is for the Daedra, or at least some of them, and they're, although it's a very like brutal culture, it's not necessarily just like we're evil, let's take over. It's just kind of like a very cutthroat society type of thing,
right?
And then they're bound to all sorts of weird rules and laws that we don't have or grasp, and they even make reference to the fact that it's just like, you know, mortals don't necessarily see things like this where we do, and it's a little more ambiguous, I feel like, than the games portray usually, because it's like Daedra equal bad, kill this thing, but it's like sometimes it's hard to know from their perspective, like, well, is what we're doing weird or something like that,
right? Well, they live in a society that tends to be very dog eat dog. Everyone has to look out for themselves.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you're going to end up, you know, respawning in the little birthing pool and having to work your way back up.
And that's kind of the thing why to us, like, oh, so-and-so just got ahead of, like, so-and-so cut me in line. Well, a normal reaction is not time to stab this person so that I can get my spot back in line.
Right.
That is objectively a horrible thing to do to somebody. But when that person can literally just respawn as a goo when you aren't mortal, it loses some of its objective evilness when you're bound, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like things get a little dicey in that regard,
right? It's which, it's more like theft than murder. It's like you're just stealing time from them in their place.
Exactly. So yeah, it's strange society wise what the difference is, at least between some of these races too. What like cultural differences are going to make it like, was that different or is that awful?
Like, yeah. Drakkar, what do you think? Are there any others that stand out? What about like giants or harpies or the Lamia? Anything else that stands out potentially as evil as this load? In your experience? I mean, you don't have to be an expert on the lore. You can just say like, my experience, these guys seem to be really terrible.
I don't think there's anything quite as evil as the Slowed, but
what about dragons?
I mean, yeah, with the exception of one, dragons are all like, you know, they want to kill you. Like, there's never like a, it's not like giants where like they won't attack you unless they're being encroached on.
Right.
Yeah, you're like, in their territory, so they're defending.
Whereas dragons will actively come after you in sort of situation. Like,
right. Yeah, and they want to enslave humans and they want to make them do their bidding, and it's all about them and everything else is less than them and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Dragons are another interesting one, and even the one you made reference to, he didn't start out nice.
Yeah, true.
He went through a lot of reform before Parthenax actually was like, all right, this is not so great.
Not it took him a while before he was Party Snacks.
Yeah, and
he was Parthenax for a long time.
The other one, which it's like, he's more benevolent, but again, gets dicey when you get to Redguard, is Nafilar. He seems very player friendly. Oh, I'm going to help the humans. Don't want this to happen. This is bad. With, you know, Calgranti taking over and elsewhere. But he then kind of just becomes a cell wing because I don't think he can hold a sword. So like he joins Tiber Septim and is just like, yeah, all right, well, I'll just kill any of your enemies. And he just becomes like a generic soldier looking out to hoard his wealth, which is really cheesy because in that game you just fight him in a giant throne room of gold. So it's like, okay, so he's just hoarding wealth like a dragon from the Lord of the Rings. That's what this character devolves into. Like, that's a bit of a shame, but at the same time, it's just one of those things. It's like he seemed much more, I'm gonna make a good, unless he feels like fighting for Tiber Septim is a good thing. I'm not really sure that's exactly what's implied, but yeah, dragons are pretty ruthless.
All right, so what do you guys think? Dragons or Slowed? Who's worse?
Oof.
I mean, I'm going to stay with dragons because they just purely want to cause death and destruction and all that, whereas the Slowed just really don't care at any about anything. They only, you know.
Is it okay? So this is one of those interesting moral quandaries. Is it more
it's
evil?
How you define it,
Is it more evil to care about doing bad things or to be completely apathetic?
Since the dawn of time, there have been storytellers who teach through their stories. These myths give rise to fundamental truths, and these truths shape our collective experience. Yet these myths are not something of the past, and today they engage us more fully in the story itself. Video games allow us to live the lives of our favorite myths. My name is BlueCrew86, host of Focus Fire Chat, and I want to invite you to explore our modern-day myths with us. Join with us as we explore the stories, the mythologies of the Destiny franchise, as well as other games. Let's explore together.
I mean, I'd say it's worse with the latter, because if you just don't realize, like, if you're just doing things and you don't, you can't understand the fact that it's evil, you're just doing things but it's evil, that's so, arguably more evil.
So in that case, it's the Slowed then. That's, isn't that what you're saying?
I guess
the Slowed would be more evil because they're more apathetic, whereas the dragons kind of have a, like, it's almost like they were designed to bring about the end of things, like they're a cog in the time machine, if you think about it.
So The other thing that might just be worth mentioning with the slowed is the thing with, like, maybe them being apathetic or not. One of the things about the slowed is I'm curious if they're actually that apathetic, or the one side effect is they seem just very bad at actually accomplishing things. For being so meticulous about things, all of their assaults fail. Like, and then I believe it was the All Flags Navy literally went to Thras and was like, F you all, and they sunk the place. Like, it wasn't for lack of effort, it was for ineptitude. So I'm kind of curious if it's like, if the slowed had the same, say, genetic predisposition of we're flying element wielding monsters from the sky, would they be able to do a lot more than they actually do instead of being fat slug things that are telepathic like and disease ridden? That's my only thing. I wonder if
they got the short end of the evil stick.
Yeah, because it seems like they want to do stuff, but they only get so far, and then people are so, like, repulsed by them that that's one of the few unifying factors in Tamriel oftentimes. It's like, ugh, it's the slowed, kill them, and they just, like, beat the crap out of them until they go away for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's also kind of the, this is us giving it from our perspective as, you know, as humans ourselves. So we're like, you know, if we were something that wasn't human, you know, like, you know, another, like a non-humanoid race in there, we might have think differently, but of course it's all relative. But
yeah,
well, we tend to identify with the playable races, right? Men, yeah, exactly. And then the beast races that we can play as, and they all tend to have what was that?
I don't know. Those hist are pretty awesome. I'd love to be a hist, although it'd be a real slow gameplay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Pre-simulator.
But from the playable races standpoint, they want the world to keep continuing, and they want to continue society and make sure their children have a world to grow up in, like all the same kind of things that we do. And that's the perspective we're put into in the game, so therefore that we identify with them. They're also the most similar to us, whether it's men or whatever. At least they're the most similar to us compared to a lot of these other races. So I wanted to throw some others in here too, because we have, like, this is a fun one. You mentioned the Hist. The Hist are very different. They're very other, and they don't necessarily care about anything other than themselves, the world maybe that they grow in, and then the Argonians. Like, their goals outside of that are very ambiguous. We don't know.
The Hist freak me out. They're like one of my favorite parts to the series.
Yeah. But they could be weird. A huge danger to things if they decided to be, because they're connected to all of these Argonians who we've talked about in many times in this show. We're the only ones who could turn back the forces of Molech Bal, you know, or Mehrunes Dagon. I'm sorry. Mehrunes Dagon during the Oblivion Crisis. Mm-hmm. We have someone tuning in. Who's coming in? It's Sea Chaser.
Hey,
you've got a lot of stack going on, buddy. What's going on?
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be, I don't know, the Hist are something that it's limited on what you can get from them, but I'm very curious to hear what you think, because at some point I actually want to do like a full episode on the Hist from what little we have, because there is the Hist seem like this really, really malevolent force in the series that fascinates me, and there's so little done with it except like little bits here and there that are kind of, oh, what are these things doing right here? There's big tie-ins with the books and everything. It's like, are these way more manipulative than it seems? Like, do they actually care about the Argonians, or are the Argonians essentially just their carrier pigeons or whatever? Because it's like, well, you die, you go back to the Hist, and they just basically collect all the data from the dead Argonians, it seems like, and then uses that to reproduce better Argonians. But then they, during the Oblivion Crisis, they cranked out a bunch of Argonians, and it's like, I don't know, some cool stuff with those things. They're weird.
Yeah. Yeah. So Sea Chaser, we're talking about the absolute worst of the worst, intelligent, non-playable races. And it sounds like you must be in a car or something. So while you're not talking, if you could try and mute, it'll help us with a lot of extra sounds.
I'll get up there.
Are you hearing me, Sea Chaser?
Check.
Sea Chaser. Sure. Come in, Sea Chaser. Yeah. Whenever you're not make sure you mute it so we don't get all the background sounds.
All right. So we're talking about worst of the worst.
Yeah, worst of the worst. We've talked about. So we're trying to figure out who are the absolute worst of the non-playable intelligent races. We've talked about the Slowed. The Slowed are absolutely terrible. We talked about dragons. We're throwing in maybe the Hissed.
I don't know what the Slowed are.
The Slowed are like these. Snail? They're not snails.
Have you played
They're
Pokemon like... Black and White?
No.
They're like, think of them as like blobby like. Yeah, they're blobby like slug people that don't care about anything. And
have you played Pokemon?
I've played X and Y.
Do you know what Muk is? The Pokemon.
No.
This is going to be hard to explain then.
Yeah. So the Slowed are like these evil slugs, and they do terrible things. Dragons do terrible things. Now we were also talking about the Hissed. Yeah, Jabba the Hutt is a good example of a Slow. Just make him green, right? Jabba the Hutt with feet that's green. That's
Wayward. That's really good.
Wayward World Hopper. That's a wonderful, wonderful idea there. Okay, then we have the Hissed though, in which we don't really know what their goals are. They don't seem to actively engage in, say, taking over the world or anything. But
I mean, are they even a race? Because they're like they're trees.
They are a race. Well, they're an intelligent race.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah. They're just not, you know,
I'm basically half Oregonian, so I love the Hiss.
So we got them.
This isn't even my real form.
You're wearing a person skin.
So the worst non-playable species, right? That's our topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's definitely the Thalmor.
Technically they're high elves. They're just a group of high elves. So technically we can play as them.
I don't care. They're not good.
Okay. I'm gonna counter with that with the Falmer, which are, you know, the descendants of snow elves, basically.
Modified high elves.
Yeah.
Or snow elves, I mean. No, modified snow elves.
Devolved snow elves.
We have not played as snow elves before.
That's true, we haven't.
Yeah. They're a very rare race. Basically, once you get to the events of Skyrim, there's basically only like a handful of them left. Only one of them.
There's one. Yeah,
one snow elf. One. But the Falmer are very different from the snow elves by that point. So they're distinct enough to be their own thing. So why do you think that they are among the worst?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I mean, again, it's sort of a similar situation to the dragons where they don't want to, this is going to sound really bad if you take it out of context, but they don't want to not assimilate. That's not the word to use, but like, they don't want to like interact with the other races at all. They just want to do their own thing in their caves. And if they get, if they interact with anything other, they just like attack you.
Of the time that you get attacked by them, it's because you're delving into their homes.
Okay.
Yeah, and
which I
feel
they have the right to defend.
That's basically me acting like a European colonist there. Why are you guys attacking me? I'm only intruding on your land. But
they also have the historical trauma of the
Dwemer. Yeah,
that's
the corruption from the Dwemer.
Actually,
the point I wanted to make, so I'm glad you brought that up. So
I don't think they classify as evil.
Yeah, like, that's if you put someone in a cage, poison them and beat them every day of their lives, and then you set them free and they're really defensive and don't want to talk to you.
Or violent. It's still not their fault.
Yeah, or violent.
You've conditioned them to be distrustful and fearful of everything, so they're going to lash out.
Exactly. So it's like they're now, granted, the original ones to a degree were pretty horrific because of the Night of Tears and everything like that. But again, that's also generalizing the entire snow elf race based on a group of them. And then as a side effect, you know, the Pandorans are kind of like, yeah, nah, we're all set with this. We're killing all of you. I was like, all right, we're matching genocide with, like, you know, a group of them. And they all got driven underground. Then they got, again, abused. And it's like generations have gone by. You know, the great, 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 great grandkids of something weren't responsible for their elders doing what they did, even if they were one of the initial ones that were horrible to, you know, murder the Nords or something like that. It starts getting so separated from how it started, and then they still get to suffer the consequences of that, and then they're judged by those consequences. So it gets real gray area there. It's like, how do you classify them as anything more than just kind of tragic?
Yeah. All right, so here's another one. I want to throw another one out. And Dragar, I want to make sure that you definitely get enough time to talk to you and Sea Chaser. So feel free to chime in, because a lot of us who do this all the time, we all jump in and talk because that's what we're used to doing. So don't let us talk over you if you have something that you want to share. So what do you think about?
I'm at work, so I'll talk when I can. So
okay, yeah, feel free to chime in when you can. So what do you think about the Sayesi? Are you familiar with the Sayesi?
The snake people.
The snake people from Akavir.
I was right.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Actually, that was one that I wanted to bring up.
Okay. Yeah.
Because didn't they wipe out the people of Akavir, or nearly wipe them out, or
potentially? They potentially are one of the dominant races of Akavir. There's very little we know about what happens in Akavir, but we do know that they invaded Tamriel. Sea Chaser, can you please mute it when things are going on? It's making lots of clicking sounds and stuff. I can't edit all that stuff out later because we're all live. They invaded Tamriel, right? And like ended up taking over Lotus. Correct me if I'm wrong, but before the events of ESO, they ended up almost taking over the government and then got repelled back and then still held certain roles and places in government up until about the time of the Three Banners War.
Yes, I was going to say time wise, I'm not good at dates, but yeah, that's
never a few hundred years before the Three Banners War, at the beginning of the second era.
Because, because the Akaviri potentates were kind of like propelled into a position of power. And then there was also, Uriel Septim the Fifth who went over to Akavir and they all got killed.
Yes.
It
might have been the fifth. I don't know the number,
somebody can let me know if that's wrong, but I think it might be the fifth. But like when that army went over, it's like, and they got theoretically, I mean, nobody knows what happened to them. It's assumed they're dead, but it's like, okay, so did the Seishi kill them? And then they're known as like the vampire snake people. So it's like, you don't know what abilities they have. Were they more snake-like and then assimilated the husks of like all the Imperials and then became more human and came over?
Yeah, go for it.
So when I was listening to the Skyrim book club, there was one book, it was like one of the book series in Skyrim that you can read, and it was talking about there's just like a story about people like this, you know, like those typical fantasy stories where there's kings and advisors, and I'm pretty sure that there was an advisor to the king or someone who I think he might have been a Sayesi whose
son
did dueling with the prince.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to look up that while you mention it.
Mm-hmm.
But, on another topic of possible evil races, in the Wolfkreen book series in Skyrim, it talks about, since the Wolf Queen wasn't a good woman, really, she made, like, fake plans with people from a different continent to invade Tamriel, and she met with them in solitude. They came and visited her in solitude. And, I can't remember what they were, but they had unique skin color, I remember that much. And she, like, slept with one of them, like, the king. I don't know if I'm making
Without more to go on, we don't know exactly who you're talking about.
I can't remember.
The one that you're referring to is Versidu Shai, or Shai, however you want to pronounce that, who is basically the advisor to the emperor, to Reman, Reman the Third, Reman the Third. And then when Reman gets murderized, he bumps himself into position of the Akaviri Potentate. So that's exactly what you were talking about. So, that's a good pull.
Yeah, when he gets murdered to death.
Mm-hmm. Murdered all the way to death.
Murdered by death.
I don't know if you want to look up the Wolf Queen, see if you can find anything
about that race.
It's
a very long set of books. So.
Yeah. I'm working on it in the background.
Isn't there like nine volumes in there?
Yeah, there's a bunch of volumes of that. That's
something like that.
Yep.
Like, they're not small books, too.
They are not. They're very big.
No. Surprisingly big.
I've got another one to throw out there. Got another one. Oh, Pikemaster redeemed his stretch with his stream points. Stretch. All right, here's another one. And this is a Wayward World Hopper in chat says, the Dwemer were kind of terrible.
Yeah.
I thought we didn't know anything about them.
Oh, we know a lot of things about the Dwemer. We just don't know what happened to them when they disappeared.
Right.
Okay. And we sure do know that they poisoned the Falmer.
They poisoned the Falmer. They went to war with the Chimer. They gave up on religion to study science, which was, of course, a lot of the Daedric princes and things weren't too happy with, because they got a lot of worship out of the Chimer and eventually the Dunmer.
Hypothetically, that could have maybe, in one of the theories on their demise, them getting a little too close to the divine could have actually just eliminated their entire race with the whole Battle of Red Mountain situation. Right. So
they tried to claim Lorcan's heart. They created the Numidium. They did a lot of things. We just don't know what happened to them and where they went. But you could argue that a lot of the things they did were only for their own benefit, to the detriment of anybody else around them.
Yeah.
So there's that one. All right. So where are we now? Okay. So let's go. Let's go back. We've got Slowed versus dragons. Who's worse? Just if everyone if everyone votes. So, look, Lincoln?
I'm still saying dragons.
Dragons are worse. Okay. What do you think, Dragar?
I'm going to have to say a Slowed.
Slowed. All right. Sea Chaser? I know you don't know a whole lot about the Slowed, but what do you think? Slowed or dragons?
Dragons.
All right. Okay. Lotus?
Oh, man. This is rough. I guess I'll just go... I don't know. I actually think the Slowed are probably... Slowed? I think if the Slowed...
Or the Hiss. Wasn't that a big one that we were talking about?
We're only doing two at a time. Yeah. We're going to work through that. Okay.
We'll do like an elimination bracket.
We'll just go ahead.
One more before we close. I'll go with Slowed. I'm going to agree with...
So we got Dragons and Slowed tied 2-2. Yeah. So I could be a tiebreaker there. I would go Slowed. I think dragons are more of a force of nature. They're part of... built into the system. I think Slowed are... in it for themselves and do terrible things without any remorse at all.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
That's why I think the Slowed too.
Yeah, like, I think dragons are kind of like a hurricane or something. They're just part of the natural order of the world, whereas the Slowed seem to be conniving in a intelligent race kind of way. That's just absolutely... they're like the absolute worst boss you would ever work for. That's my
all right.
Example of a Sloan. They are like the CEO of a bank who works in Washington and bribes politicians. That is a Sloan right there.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Not speaking of anyone in particular, but no, I'm kidding.
So Lotus, you had another one?
So one more, I guess. So I originally didn't mention this, just but I feel like maybe it should be addressed. So we have all of, you know, the different myrrh, but instead of the altmer and stuff like that, if you rewind things back since they're descendants, maybe we should address the aliens, their ancestors, because the aliens were pretty horrific to people for entertainment value.
Yeah, once you say gut gardens, then you know
that's what I always throw that out there. I'm like, I mean, gut garden really shouldn't be in somebody's vocabulary for an entertainment feature.
The new fountain for your garden, where should we put it? Oh, put it between the spleens and the intestines over there in the corner. That would look great. And, wonderful. Next to the skulls, the rack of skulls. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so other than how brutal they were, one of the other things which I guess I could just use to throw out, maybe they are just completely off the rails evil, is it seems like with the way that the story has played out after their demise, it's almost like there was a bit of divine intervention that literally came in to stop them because they were so awful against the human. Yeah. Like a lot of what the pantheons have come about of, there's question. It's like, okay, well, how much of a play did even something like Mehrunes Dagon, who is originally almost like referred to in like a style of hope? It's like the Mehrunes Dagon is even looked at in a positive light by comparison.
Right. So he's the better option of the two.
Right. So it's just, it seems like there was a lot of higher powers even trying to eliminate them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got slowed, just beat out dragons. We've got, who was next? Hissed. What do you think? Slowed or hissed? Slowed.
I think slowed.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree slowed because there's so much I don't understand about the Hissed. They could be awful, but I don't know that they're awful. It's just
right. Okay, so Sea Chaser, we're getting weird sounds again, dude.
I don't know anything about either of those, so I'm gonna just pass on those. I just want to tell you that.
Okay,
clues yourself.
All right, yeah, just pass on slowed. That's fine. All right, so we've got slowed. Or dragon, so slowed win. We've got slowed or hissed. I have a feeling slowed win that because we don't really know what the hissed are up to. They may be the worst evil the world has ever had, and they're just really slow at implementing their evil plans, but we don't know. Then we've got...
I mean, I know, but I'm just not letting you guys know.
Okay, well, Lincoln knows. Well,
that's very rude to hold all that information.
Maybe that's why I've been gone for so long.
Thanks, Lincoln. Uh-oh. And then we've got the Sayesi in the slowed. I think we're still on slowed though, right? Slowed or still worse?
I'm still going with slowed on this.
I have a feeling it's gonna be hard to beat the slowed.
Okay, so
the Falmer or the Dwemer. I still think it's probably slowed.
I would say slowed. The only one that I'm kind of on the fence about is slowed or aliens. I don't. That's a bit of a coin flip for me.
I think with what I know between the aliens and the slowed, I would probably put the aliens above the slowed just because they know what they're doing and that's not like they're emotionless or anything, kind of like the slowed are, you know?
Okay. They also seemed more successful at doing the thing they were doing.
Yeah.
They were shockingly effective for a very long time.
Right. And then they kind of petered out, you know, but for a while there, they were really good at doing terrible things, and they just kept doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, for ages of the world, they just, like, you know? Okay, so aliens. All right, so aliens seems to be where we're at. And, okay, we're getting close to the end of the show. I've got one from left field I just want to throw out here to compare to the aliens. Hold on to your butts. The Aedra. throw my hands up, the Aedra, because they don't do a whole lot of anything. Until
they don't,
until
they
the
sure
time,
don't.
Until it's like, well, right at yeah. the last minute, and somebody's got to show up as like a freaking dragon in order to fight back a Daedric prince or something. Or, you know, they help the Mannish races out and kind of give them a, you know, a gem so that they're, you know, they can hold back the powers of the Daedra. But other than like these once in a while things, they're pretty standoffish. There are a lot of people in Tamriel that go, eh, why even worship them? Because when you pray to them, they don't even do anything.
Well,
yeah.
Is it
as
worse?
As someone who doesn't believe in the Aedra, I'm not going to comment.
So you're accusing yourself again. That's an honorable way to do it.
I don't think they exist. They're not real.
Is it worse to do terrible things and plot terrible things, or to be capable of very, very good things and have shown that you can do very good things and then stay your hand and just never do them?
Just let it play out.
Right.
When did they show they were good?
Right. That's
well, there's
never.
No, no,
no,
no
evidence.
There's a rebellion against the Aeliads. There's the what's her face? What's her name? She rebelled.
Alessia,
the Alessian revolt, right? And the Alessian revolt was supposedly helped by Aeliad powers that eventually created the Red Diamond, and the Red Diamond got passed down to Dragonborn rulers, and as long as it was in the hands of the Dragonborn rulers, then the power of the Aeliads would protect Tamriel from intrusion, direct intrusion from Daedric princes, right?
Aeliads or Aedra?
Aedra. They rebelled against Aeliads, but the Aedra did that in order to keep everything safe. By the end of the third era,
there's no evidence. They don't exist.
at the end of the Oblivion game, now, and there's some debate about this.
Tom, we talked about this last week or last month.
Well, there's debate about the end of it. Does Martin Septim summon?
Okay.
This
is the only input I had on this was this scenario. So I want to hear other people's opinions. The only thing I can add to this is whether he summons Akatosh or whether he mantles Akatosh becomes Akatosh. Okay. So whatever the situation with that, that's great. If in turn, either of the scenarios, he mantles Akatosh or he summons Akatosh, the result after saving the situation from Mehrunes Dagon blowing everything up is to then do nothing and let the Empire crumble.
As I said last month, he didn't summon whoever it was, he didn't mantle them. He mantled the idea of them, therefore giving him the power of the idea.
Well,
is that a is that a real possibility? That like, is there any example of that ever happening?
The thing is, if the Aedra do as little as it seems like they ever actually do, since to CJ's point, they never really do much. It's a speculated sometimes they do. If that one situation is one of them actually doing something, they do something for one event and then just let what they just went out of their way to save completely crumble. Meaning, what was the point of doing that anyways?
Yeah, the other argument here is that they are busy being rather than doing. So Akatosh is time. And as long as Akatosh is actively being time, time continues. Right?
I mean, that's true, but he breaks a lot. So that's not good either. He's not even good at his other job.
That means that he is doing something, right? Like we just talked about, who did we talk about last week? I'm so bad at names, guys. I'm so sorry. about wisdom and knowledge.
Julianos,
right.
Julianos.
Like the fact that he is being wisdom and knowledge means that there is wisdom and knowledge in the world. So therefore people can use that for the betterment of society, for their own progress and those kinds of things. So maybe expecting the Aedra to do rather than be is the wrong verb because it's not even a thing that they're capable of.
Interesting.
That would be another aspect of this.
Actually, but if I think you might be right on that.
But if that's not true,
that's an interesting take.
Then what are they doing?
Like, so then how would Meryl work? How does, so like she's the complete embodiment of love? Yeah. Marriage?
Yeah. Because she exists, she enables that to be a reality. That is a thing that occurs.
So she's not like Cupid shooting people with heart arrows to make them fall in love. No, she's just the ability for that to simply be.
If she were to be removed from the world, from the pantheon, then no one would ever have that feeling. No one would ever act on love. Nobody would ever marry. Like, none of that would ever exist ever again, because that ceases to be a thing.
What about outside of the pantheon of the empire? Of, you know, like, Dunmer or Skull.
What do you mean?
They don't worship the divines.
They don't. But it doesn't mean that the divines don't necessarily go away if some people don't worship them.
So then are the other religions wrong?
I don't know that that's a question of right and wrong with that.
Well, the way that they have things gain power, it's usually like the more worshipers you have, the stronger a deity becomes, type of thing. So they're all technically like real, but the strength from them comes from how many people they coax into praying to them, I guess. So,
I don't know. We've gone down some weird rabbit holes here.
We went a weird direction.
We're running out of time. Maybe we need to follow up on this on next month's Patreon episode, where we can talk about like the nature of worship and what it actually means, and what, you know, like how does that even work, right? Let's put a pin in that, because I think that's a really cool discussion, and I think we've cornered Slode as the absolute worst.
I thought it was Aliens.
Or is it Aliens? Is it Slode or Aliens? Let's take a final vote.
Duck Gardens, Tom.
Slode or Aliens?
Aliens. I'm for Aliens.
All right. Aliens. Dragar's Aliens. Lincoln?
I think I'm going to need to agree with Dragar.
Lotus is Aliens. Lincoln, what do you think?
I mean, worst, yes, Slode, but I still think they're cool, but they are the worst in terms of like
evilness. How evil they are.
Evilness, sure. Yes,
yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
cool,
so you think Slode, right? So aliens, Slode. Those are the votes right now, right? 2-1. Sea Chaser, are you an alien?
Aliens,
that's 3. So it doesn't matter what I vote, aliens are the worst.
Come on, help me.
Figured it out. Even if I vote Slode,
they
still win.
A little bit better about myself.
Oh, now you're recusing yourself so that you don't have to.
I think.
No, I mean, like, I'd feel much better about a 2-3 loss than a 1-4 loss.
It doesn't mean
Tom's a non-voting felon.
You didn't lose. You just got outvoted. You just have a more unique opinion. There you go. All right. So aliens.
That is very true with a lot of things. About it, actually,
it's fine, man. You just gotta be yourself, you know? You gotta do it. You gotta walk into that room with the wrong clothes on and just be confident, and then all of a sudden they're the right clothes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about the confidence. So guys, thank you for joining me. We've got to wrap this up because I've got the Dungeons and Dragons Lorecast Patreon episode coming up after this. Why don't we go back through, and you guys can tell us anything that you're working on, anything you want to share. Sea Chaser, you were the last one in. What do you got going on? Anything you want to share, or ways people can get a hold of you?
So I've mentioned that I've been trying to get into the Air Force. So it looks like I'm looking at a October, September ship date. So that's good.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Ooh, congrats.
So, yeah. For social media, my most public place is like my car account. So if people want to go follow me and see my cards, it's just stevecars.8k on Instagram and TikTok.
Nice.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us again this month. I look forward to our debate next month when we're going to cover this stuff some more. And congratulations on the Air Force stuff. Dragar, how can people get a hold of you? And do you have anything cool you want to share?
I know I put this in the Discord around like December that I was working on a Witcher lore podcast. I kind of put it on hold. The research was a bit more than I expected, but I'm definitely going to pick it back up, take it a lot more seriously. And that's definitely something you guys can look forward to. I really want to call it the Tales from the Witcher.
Nice.
So I'll be working on that a lot more. That's definitely something you can look forward to. If you guys are fans of anime, I'd like to throw out my Instagram. It's same thing as my Discord name, Dragar57. I like to do like short little anime reviews and suggestions. I'll compare it to like other things you guys might like, stuff like that. And if you guys want to get a hold of me, Discord, Instagram, Discord will be probably the easiest.
All right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that Witcher podcast. I've been wanting one of those.
I know. I came up with the idea because I found YouTube is like the place where there's like two really big channels. I couldn't find any substantial podcasts.
Yeah.
I found one that just basically went through each chapter of the books, which I didn't really want. I can just read those.
Huh. Well, that sounds really cool. Good luck with all that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
And then we got Lincoln. Lincoln is back, who's probably going to talk about the guild. That's what I would guess.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to advertise that again. If you guys play, ESO on PC, specifically PCNA, every Friday night for the past month or so, we've been doing events starting 8 p.m. Eastern, going for roughly about 2 to 3 hours. Anybody, any level, any race, any alliance, any
except for Slowed
skill
and
level.
Aliens.
Yes,
sure. If they ever add that in the ESO, I'm making a Slowed character. Yes. I don't care what you guys say.
I want to see what Slowed hair looks like. I want to see.
It'll take
hair
me
style.
5 hours to get out of the tutorial. No,
because you'll just slowly inch your way.
Yeah.
I get it.
You get to the first NPC to talk to, and you just cannot communicate with them. Just soft lock the game. No. We're doing events there. So I'm not specifically going to say what we're doing tomorrow night, because by the time this goes live, it's going to be over with. But we've been doing things like fishing every once in a while, doing dungeon runs. I want to get a trial group together one of these days once we get enough people, because I've actually done my first trial last week. I did my first ever trial.
Nice.
So it was actually really fun.
Sweet. Which one did you do?
Cloud Rest.
Oh God, that's one way to enter the trial scene.
What is that?
Jumping in the deep end.
I didn't even die, so there we go.
Hey, sweet.
There you go. Nice.
But
yeah, that one gets pretty chaotic.
That's like, you want to learn how to dive? Here, let's jump off the side of the pool, and you're like, I think I'll do the 30-foot one up there. Yeah. Yeah.
But if you guys want to get in touch with me specifically, I actually just changed my Twitter name because Lincoln, just how I spell it, L1AKN, finally became available. So that is now my name on Twitter, just at Lincoln, L1NKN. You can follow me on there. I tweet a lot about ESO, Counter-Strike as well. I know that's not really what this Overcast is about, but I talk a lot about Counter-Strike and Formula One racing in particular. So if anybody here, if anything crosses those fandoms, I'd love to talk about anything, especially Formula One.
Nice.
Very cool. Lotus, what do you got going on?
I'm going on vacation, so Tales of Tamriel.
I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm out. You can find me when I get back. No. So I'm Lotus of Doom pretty much anywhere I actually bother to make an account. Usually I'm on Twitter and Twitch, but the other show that I'm part of, Tales of Tamriel, they are going to carry on without me this week. So if you want to check that show out, it's just Tales of Tamriel over at the Dungeon Crawler Network. I don't really know what'll be going on, but last week, unlike this show, it is not structured. It's a roundtable discussion type of thing.
And, three and a half hours.
Yeah, I was about to say. And people, the running joke is that we say every show is 2 hours long. Whether it's a long 2 hours or a short 2 hours is always a surprise, but it's always 2 hours, which is a lie. It's basically never 2 hours. And last week, the founder of the network came back to join us just to kind of talk about. He's been playing a lot of ESO again, and we had a lot to discuss since he hadn't been on the show in like a year. So
had it been that long? I feel like
it had been a while.
Wow.
So a roundtable discussion talking about all things ESO and people liking us to kind of kill several hours at work devolved into the second longest show that we've ever had for a show that's notorious for being kind of long. And yeah, it was 3.5 hours long.
And did you talk about refrigerators at all?
There was no refrigerator.
No refrigerator talk.
Dixie wasn't able to make it.
Yeah.
So it was just the three of us. So there was no halls of refrigeration jokes. Yeah, it was just me regaling everybody with how miserable I am playing Battlespire for people's entertainment. But that's why I do it. So it's fun with friends.
Mm-hmm. Larry yeah. Perry would be disappointed.
So if you enjoy watching somebody be tortured, then or torture Larry, themselves, yeah. then yeah, check out Lotus's stream.
Yeah, think of what it's like on the receiving end of the Aliens. It's just me playing Battlespire on Twitch.
He's creating his own gut gardens out of his own guts. It's
yeah,
it's beautiful.
Very entertaining, though.
It's very entertaining.
Well, I'm glad people enjoy. That's why I do them. So, but yeah, so that's where I am. That's what I do. But yeah, I'm going to be MIA for the next several days while I go to the beach.
Well, there you go. Have a good time at the beach, dude. Hang out with Hermaeus more at the beach.
Oh, yeah, I'm down with that.
Nice beach adventure.
Why not Hermaeus more?
Yeah, give me shade anytime I need it.
Yeah, with his globby tentacle goo.
Well, he always comes in a nice dark mist as well.
That's true.
I get overheated.
Yeah. True. I see you like coming in from the water with a towel around you and going, oh, it's kind of hot. And it's like, cozying up to him, you know, on your blanket. Thanks,
I'll
Hermie.
Leave you two alone.
Thanks, Hermie. Well,
you can have them,
guys. Thank you for joining me again. Before I go, I have to thank all of our patrons. You guys are amazing. You are what help Lotus and I to do this every month, every week, just to be here. And especially thank you. I have to call it Noodle El Dente and Stephen R for being our tier 5 patrons. You guys are the best. I believe Pie Man was still technically a tier 6 patron this month, but he couldn't come today. He's downgraded to a tier 4, and that's why Lincoln is here. But thank you to all of our patrons. You guys are awesome. If you're interested in joining us, I'm gonna have to mute Sea Chaser because he's talking to somebody else. But if you want to join us on a future episode of the show, then come check out patreon.com/Elder Scrolls Lorecast for all the different rewards you can get and then ways that you can join us by being a tier 4 or higher patron. And I've got all the stuff I've got working on. I've got some new projects in the works as well, which I will reveal soon. And we're going to go do the Dungeons and Dragons Lorecast. And so we'll be back in just a little bit. Thanks, everybody, for being here. I'm going to quickly skip through the sound effects to get to the exit music. Here we go.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Thanks for listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. If you have something you'd like to contribute to the show, please reach out to us at elderscrollslorecast@gmail.com or on Twitter at @ESOLorecast. I really appreciate you listening, and I'd love to hear from you soon.
You've been listening to the Robots Radio Podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you like bad movies?
Do you find yourself defending bad movies, saying things like, well, the soundtrack was okay, or the costumes were pretty fun?
From the previous hosts of It's Not That Bad podcast, we bring you Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast, from Simone LaRue and Chad Ekovitz.
Every week, we review two movies that did not do well critically, but we say, hey, there are some nice things about them. Maybe Rotten Tomatoes was wrong.
Maybe they're all fools, and you should watch these movies regardless. We'll also talk about scenes that could have saved it, and we'll often refer to Simone's cats because they're amazing and adorable, and we love them.
And at the end of each review, we will tell you whether we would watch this movie again, or in what circumstances we would recommend you watch this movie.
So, join us on July 9th for the first drop of our main episode, and then 2 days later for our drop of our minisodes.
And on Robots Radio Podcast Network. Come see us on July 9th. We love you so much already. Bye! Bye.
Ahoy there, ye landlubbers! Avast! My name is Captain Logan, and I'll be your guide out on the Sea of Thieves. If you love the idea of stealing treasure, cutting down cursed skeletons, fighting off krakens, and raiding forts filled to the brim with shinies, then Sea of Thieves is the game for you. Join me each week as I dive into the news and bring back the nuggets of information that any sailor worth their weight in salt Vault would desire. You don't have to be a pirate legend to gain access to my podcast. Just search for Keelhauled, a Sea of Thieves podcast in your podcast app of choice, or head over to robotsradio.net or captainlogan.podbeam.com and get ready to set sail for adventure. Arr.
Your bestest girl Rose coming at you from top of the world. Now it's time for your local traffic and weather. Welp, looks like almost everyone's still dead, so traffic is at a standstill. And now a word from our sponsor, because they're totally not bribing me with massive amounts of chems or anything. Seems as the stuffed shirts are back at the White Springs playing games with that total loser Modus. But hey, if that's your thing, whatever. So if all you squares wanted to hear more totally sort of, but maybe not boring stories about rebuilding Appalachia and being all goody-two-shoes, definitely not Raiders, check out this thing they call a podcast. The Modus Files, whatever that's supposed to be. On Spotify, iTunes, and wherever else you listen to those things. Double ugh. They're not paying me enough for this. Till later. This is Rose. Raiders rule!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.